WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump doubling down on his criticism of judges who ruled against his administration's effort to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act. The White House today, Trump saying that not everyone who will be removed from the country will have the opportunity to have their day in court.
We have thousands of people that are ready to go out, and you can't have a trial for all of these people.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fiercely dismissing reports. He discussed sensitive details, the imminent launch of F-18 fighter jets to Yemen in a second group chat on the Signal app. The second chat included his wife, brother, and personal attorney. Public viewing for Pope Francis set for tomorrow in St. Peter's Basilica. His funeral will be held Saturday. President Trump and First Lady Melania joining dignitaries from around the world. A raging wildfire in New Jersey in the Pine Barrens forcing evacuations in Ocean County. This is ABC News. The White House announced it's moving forward with plans to begin collections on federal student loans.
The Education Department says 5 million people have defaulted on loans since they were paused during the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
No student loan has been referred to collection since March of 2020. That comes to an end. On May 5th, the Department of Education will resume involuntary collections for borrowers with defaulted federal student loans.
Those loans were paused by President Trump during his first term in office due to the pandemic and then carried on by the Biden administration. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
EPA Chief Lee Zeldin was in San Diego today, where he called for Mexico to stop the flow of sewage and toxic chemicals into the Pacific Ocean from Tijuana. Zeldin said the discharge has polluted the waters off Southern California, and he said that the EPA will present Mexico with a plan to resolve the environmental crisis. Dave Packer, ABC News.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air, moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers lose in San Francisco. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the crew losing 5-2 to the Giants. Pat Murphy critical on how the Brewers infield played at Oracle Park.
We didn't play good defense. We dropped the ball. We mishandled a couple other ones, and we're slow turning balls that, you know, Durbin's throw from third to second was up and not conducive to turn a double play. Hoskins dropping the ball at first. Joey bobbling a ball that was a double play.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard will play tonight when they face the Pacers in game two of their playoff series. Lillard back after suffering a blood clot in his calf muscle last month.
One of my closest cousins in 2021 had a blood clot in his calf, man. Didn't know, you know, during COVID they couldn't get him in because it was, you know, everything was on Zoom. And he ended up having a pulmonary embolism and dying. So obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind. And, you know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I identify with that film in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring Outrun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the...
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mainly sunny for tomorrow, highs upper 60s. Another chance of rain on Thursday. Highs into the low 60s. Drying out for later Friday into Saturday. It's 55 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, well, happy Earth Day, Earth Being.
Yeah, you too there, Earth Dega. Well, every day is Earth Day to us.
That's right, yeah. Mother Earth, that's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just going to say what a beautiful Earth Day it's been here in the Twin Cities. We've been able to have the windows open all day in our house, and it's 68 and sunny. I haven't really seen too many clouds in the sky. I want to shout out my great-grandma and then your grandma, Robert. Her Ho-Chunk name was Blue Sky Woman. Ooh. Got a Cho-Winga. Thanks, great-grandma, for this beautiful weather on Earth Day.
Yeah, let me just switch gears before we get into what's going around Turtle Island here in the Twin Cities. Also, we're going to have Ruth Anna Buffalo on, and we're going to have Minnesota Historical Society on. Our friend, Rita, thank you. And excited to do that. Hey, I just want to throw a little damper on this. We feel sad for Elon Musk and his group, but they're down quarterly 71% in sales. Yeah.
I don't know who's feeling bad about that. It wasn't me.
I don't know. Here, I just gave the I just love that little sound effect.
Yeah, the
don't like that one.
Yeah. Well, I saw something while we're still talking about Earth Day a little bit. There was a great cleanup at Bassett Creek this past Saturday. I saw from their press release that went out this morning. At Bassett Creek, they had over 30 volunteers who collected more than 140 pounds of trash this past Saturday. Get that applause button going.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's one thing I like to do, every spring. But if you're looking for a fun little activity to do on Earth Day, get out and pick up some litter, some garbage. Bring your friends. Wear gloves. Protect yourself from those sharp objects. I think there's also something going on this weekend near Bassett Creek, and this is Dakota Plant Relatives, a discussion with Tanagadon Tewin and the family this coming Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I think is that Tara Perrin and her family, Blue Hummingbird?
Yes.
Yeah. It's doing great work all over community.
Right. And her store is in downtown St. Paul. So big shout out to her store. Stop in if you want to get some sobs or the candles, beading, and all the things. We sold a lot of her stuff at our store over the years, and just a nice. Great community member. And, you know, I found, too, a family friend, too, way back when. I guess Uncle Brad used to give her a hard time, so that was a good one.
Well, what uncle doesn't, but yeah. Exactly. You would know about that. That's cool. Yeah, a Blue Hummingbird Woman. But yeah, Tara's also a water protector.
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye, home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew take on the San Francisco Giants in the Bay at Oracle Park.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it, throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On another gorgeous night for baseball in the city by the bay, it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of this four-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Oracle Park here in San Francisco alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight. Another beautiful day in San Francisco. Brewers looking to even up the series with the Giants after dropping game one last night to San Francisco. Brewers handing the ball to left-hander Jose Quintana, and a one-time Giant. Briefly for Jose Quintana, he's been dazzling so far for the crew through his first two starts. He's trying to keep that trend going here tonight. It'll be fireballer Jordan Hicks on the mound for the San Francisco Giants. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the best at arm wrestling? Well, time to put your money where your mouth is. It's another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, April 26th, starting at 8 a.m., is the Wisconsin State Arm Wrestling Championships and Expo in Oshkosh. And this is for everyone, all ages, kids, special abilities, women's, amateurs, men's. So if you think you have what it takes, sign up, try it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Giants getting set for game two of this four-game series here tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Josh Maurer joining me now. And Josh, it is already a thing, and this is just the third start for Jose Quintana, but you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, it's a Quintana day. You're excited about it because you know he's going to pitch with pace, good rhythm, and he's such a veteran that even when he gets himself in a little bit of trouble, there's never any panic, and he usually finds a way out of it with minimal damage done.
Yeah, you know there are going to be some days where he struggles this year. That happens with just about every pitcher in baseball, but he's such a steadying presence, and we've only seen him pitch two times with the Brewers, but each of those games, those are the traits that you talk about that he brings to the mound, and it's the reason that Pat Murphy was so excited for the Brewers to get him. Games like this, you had a tough loss last night. You don't want to lose the first two games of a 10-game road trip. You can hand the ball to Quintana, and you feel so confident that he's going to give you a good effort. And I think that's just such a great feeling to have as a manager, and I know it's a great feeling to have for all the teammates that'll play behind him tonight.
The way the Brewers have the rotation lined up right now, you've got Quintana followed by Peralta. That's a great back-to-back veteran presence, guys that you know are going to give you a chance most nights when they get the ball in this Brewers rotation. So that should be fun. And this is a Giants offense that struggled a little bit against lefties so far this season.
Yeah, the numbers aren't great against lefties, and they haven't been winning games when southpaws oppose them. So maybe that's a good sign for the Brewers here tonight.
Yeah, 2-6 against left-handed starting pitching to start the year for San Francisco. We are back with the manager, Pat Murphy, after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business. Because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, as you get ready for game two of this series against the Giants, I want to talk a little bit about your coaching staff and some of the new faces, and Al LaBeouf specifically, a guy that has been in the organization a long time, great baseball guy, and gets an opportunity to be with the big league club this year. That has to really please you, and I know you've had a lot of respect for him for a long time.
No doubt. I've known Al technically since 1983. We played against each other in the minor leagues in the Carolina League, and he was a great hitter, and remember him always for being that great hitter. And then I got a chance to work with him 10 years ago, and or I don't know how many years ago it was when he started with the Brewers, and just have great respect for him. He's got great relationships, great knowledge, and we're really pumped to add him to the staff.
You've been a part of both sides of debuts, and there's been five debuts already this year, three since Friday for this club. For a guy like Rick Sweet to get to tell these guys they're coming up, you've been on that side of it before, you're on the other side of it where you're welcoming these guys into the clubhouse. Al LaBeouf has seen both sides of it now as well. That's such a special moment, and take me through sometimes what goes into it. I know sometimes it's just straightforward, but other times there's special ways to tell these guys and get them ready.
That's really one of the fun. In AAA, that's really the fun part of the job because it can be thankless, because you are trying to win. You're trying to play winning baseball, but you're trying to get guys back to the big leagues or get them there for the first time. And telling them they're going for the first time, or even the ones that they're going back, it's still a huge thrill, and you can have a lot of fun with it and make it really, really special. So I've been very, very lucky, and I know Sweetie feels the same way. It's like a great part of our lives. We get to do that, and the guys will never forget it.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
Back with you from Oracle Park here in San Francisco as we continue on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and our conversation with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Jordan Hicks on the mound for the Giants tonight. It's Jose Quintana for the Crew. And Jordan Hicks, we've seen him a lot, but we've seen him as a reliever when he was with the Cardinals. How different is he in terms of his stuff and the way he attacks now that he's in the rotation for San Francisco?
Yeah, there's no question. He's an elite guy in terms of stuff. It's elite stuff. It's up to 100 miles an hour. As a reliever, he was 103, 104, if you remember. But he's got a devastating split, and he uses it, and he still throws very hard, 96, 97. And the split is still a huge part of his game. He's found a home as a starter, and he's been great.
Jung-Hoo Lee is really gotten off to a great start. After last year, 37 games, he gets hurt. I don't know that the Giants really got to see what he could be. He has gotten out of the gates really, really strong this year. And when you watch him play, what stands out to you about his game?
Yeah, no, he's a balanced hitter. He's got a lot more strength than you see his body, and it's slightly built, but he's very strong. And he has just a great ability, bat-the-ball skills, great speed. You know, he's a tremendous player. He's a guy, if you're going to get an autograph, get his, because he's a tremendous player.
Yeah, you can tell how popular he is at this ballpark already. Isn't it one of the beautiful things of this game that you got a guy from the KBO coming over and making that impact, guys from Japan come over and make the impact? Of course, just really a worldwide sport, and we get reminded of that every single day.
I think it's great for the sport, you know, and it for a long time it was just us, you know what I mean? And then the Latin player came, and now the player from all over the world come, and Australian players are here. More and more countries are building youth programs and that type of thing, and eventually you get big leaguers. And it's become a world sport, and yeah, it's wonderful to be part of.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, Bill by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Exterior Stain and Sealant in 1 can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on Ultra Advanced Exterior Stain and Sealant. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Giants, game 2 of 4 from Oracle Park. First pitch is coming up in just about 20 minutes, and you're listening to the On Deck Show built by Menards. Tonight's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. For the Brewers facing Jordan Hicks, you just heard Pat Murphy telling Lane that Hicks has stuff that's about as good as anybody's. Can touch triple digits on the radar gun. We'd only seen him, the Brewers had, as a reliever with St. Louis. So you're going to have a good approach against Hicks. First time that the crew faces him as a starting pitcher. Got to figure out a way to put balls in play against that great stuff to get some runs on the board tonight for Quintana. Let's move along to the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Pat Murphy told the media earlier today that Brandon Woodruff's going to make another rehab start on Thursday. That'll be back with AAA Nashville this time. So Woodruff, it'll be the third game that he's been able to get into in this rehab assignment. Last we heard, they were aiming to have at least 2 more. So this Thursday and 1 more before they would think about activating him at the major league level. When we come back, special treat. We'll visit with the Hall of Fame broadcast voice of the Giants, John Miller. Oh, man, for me, that's the voice of Sunday Night Baseball. You'll hear him talk about the Giants next here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, by the Bay in San Francisco. We continue. It is the Brewers and the Giants, game 2. Our pregame guest, the longtime voice of the Giants, one of the voices of Major League Baseball. John Miller is kind enough to give us a few moments. It's good to see you. I meant to ask you at the outset, the vibes around the Giants. They must be very, very good here this April.
Well, and you heard the vibe here at the ballpark last night. On a Monday night, Giants fans were excited coming in. There's something about this ball club, and maybe they because they had a great spring, maybe because of the moves they made, maybe because they signed Willie Adames after his big year last year, or maybe all of the above, that Buster Posey's back and running the show now. And the Giants fans really are into Jung Hoo Lee, and they're into this whole ball club. And they had a great spring, which usually means absolutely nothing. But I remember 1997, Dusty Baker, after a couple of down years, told me that spring they felt it was very important to win games and to get that winning vibe going into the regular season, because they needed to have a really good start. And it paid off beautifully. They had a great spring. They went 28-10 to start that year. So these Giants, I think, looked at it the same way. Let's have a good spring. And they just kept winning and winning and winning. Even though they were bringing in the young guys and the young minor leaguers and from the minor league camp and whatnot late in games, they were still holding on to win or coming from behind to win. And then they got off to that kind of a start. They came from behind opening day in Cincinnati in the ninth inning and went 5-1 on that first road trip. So they just got off this road trip with 3 at Yankee Stadium against one of the best teams in the American League, 4 games in Philadelphia, one of the best teams in the National League, 2 of the best teams just in the game in either league. And that's the kind of trip where you can still play pretty well and get buried. And, that's the kind of, you don't want to come out of those 7 games 2-5 or 1-6, and that could happen easily. Instead, they at one point, they won 4 of the first 6 games before the Phillies beat them in the last game there. So I think fans got excited by that as well. And it's a tight-knit group. They play defense well. They run the bases well. And it was kind of playing a Brewers team that plays the game the same way. The Brewers, that's what they do. They're great defense, great speed, and they shut down the opposing running game. William Contreras, and maybe the pitchers and Contreras are a great combination. I'm not sure what it is. But the two guys who tried to steal last night got gunned down, which is kind of the norm for the Brewers this year. But I know the Brewers had 4 or 5 plays that they did not handle flawlessly, where they maybe got an out, so there was no error charged, whatever. There were a couple of plays at the plate that I thought, man, this might not turn out well, but the one throw from Churio was about 45 feet offline, and they got a run. Matt Williams was very aggressive, sending Wade home. And then the one that I was really shocked by, the little sacrifice, almost like a pop fly, and apparently the center fielder, Mitchell, he just didn't get a good grip of the ball out of his glove or whatever. Because I remember thinking, it's the first time I've seen him, and I thought, maybe he just doesn't have a very good arm. Maybe that's it. But anyway, the throw got cut off, and they got an out in second, but the run scored. So a lot of different things that I think the Brewers are used to having work out and go their way, because that's how they win. They're just good. And that did not happen last night. And, sometimes it's not that unusual for a visiting team to come in here where the wind's blowing, and it feels cold. You got some wind chill factor going on out there. It's not Candlestick, which was the all-time worst, but it's also not a dome stadium or the Midwest in the summertime. So these kind of things, I think, tend to happen for the opposing teams more often here than those teams are used to have happening when they're home.
It's a good point. We love having our roof in Milwaukee, but it does not prepare you for this. John, thank you so much for your perspective. It was so nice to spend some time with you. Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure.
John Miller joining us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, I'll get you tonight's starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Giants on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat.
10 minutes away from first pitch from Oracle Park. It's another nice night for a ball game here. Wind is blowing out, but it's very clear and temperate as the Brewers and Giants get ready for game two of the set. This is the On Deck Show built by Menards. Starting lineups are brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment, now supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIAN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Jordan Hicks, as mentioned, will face the Brewers as a starting pitcher for the first time in his career. And the lineup for Pat Murphy has Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot as the second baseman. Jackson Churio again bats second. He'll play left field. And Christian Yelich, the designated hitter, is hitting third. William Contreras, the Brewers' hottest bat, in the cleanup spot. He'll do the catching. Sal Frelick moves back to right field tonight. He's batting fifth. And then you got a couple of guys who are getting rare starts. Jake Bauer's in at first base in place of Rhys Hoskins. He'll hit sixth. And Vinny Capra makes his first start at shortstop this season. It's the first game Joey Ortiz has not started. Capra batting seventh. Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, hits eighth. And Caleb Durbin, fifth major league game, batting ninth. And manning the hot corner against Jordan Hicks. Meanwhile, it's Jose Quintana. He's won his first two starts as a Brewer. Tries to make it perfect 3-for-3 against these nine for manager Bob Melvin. Elliot Ramos, the left fielder, moves into the leadoff spot tonight against the lefty. And then it's Willie Adames. The shortstop will bat second. Jung-Hoo Lee, the center fielder, one of the best in the National League hitting-wise thus far this year. He's hitting third. And Matt Chapman, the third baseman's in the cleanup spot. Wilmer Flores having a huge slugging season. Hit the go-ahead home run last night. He bats fifth as the DH. Luis Matos is in right field. He'll hit sixth. Just back up from AAA is David Villar. First baseman Villar hitting seventh. Giants catcher Patrick Bailey bats eighth. And Tyler Fitzgerald, ninth in the National League in batting average. Not a bad bat to have in your ninth spot. Fitzgerald, the second baseman. Tonight's umpire is presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Alan Porter, our crew chief, calls the balls and strikes. Brian Walsh is at first. Jim Wolf, the umpire, at second. Alex McKay is in the rocking chair. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm. With over $1 billion recovered, they're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. Lane Grindle gets us closer to first pitch right after these words on the Brewers Radio Network.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime.
About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best, Usingers and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Brewers fans, with US Mode from US Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and the Giants. Game two of this four-game series is just around the corner after these words on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Chill the beat.
The lineups have been exchanged, and the Giants about to take the field on their home field. San Francisco only playing its eighth home game all season. They try to take the first two in this four-game series from the Brewers. Welcome back to the end of our on-deck show, built by Menards. I'm Josh Maurer. Let's drive around the league. It's brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers, and trusted contractors. Building Wisconsin together. Everybody in action tonight in the Central Division, including the Cubs and the Dodgers. An exciting series getting underway at Wrigley. And it's been an exciting game thus far. Chicago's got a 7-5 lead. That game is now in the top of the seventh at Wrigley. The Cubs scored five in the bottom of the first inning against Dustin May after Shota Imanaga had given up three in the top of the first. Cubs holding on 7-5. They lead that game. They are a game and a half ahead of the Brewers in the Central Division standings coming into the day. The Reds have lost the first two games of a series in Miami. Tonight it was 4-3 Marlins. Two runs in the seventh inning for Miami against Graham Ashcraft won the game for the Marlins. So Cincinnati's now lost five of its last seven. It'll be the late innings deciding the Braves and the Cardinals game two of the series. That one tied at four in the eighth. As the Cardinals try to finally get their first win on their road trip, they've lost the first five games of it. Remember, the Brewers are going to St. Louis for a three-game series this weekend. Cards are just 1-10 on the road this year. 4-4, top half of the eighth inning in that one. And the Pirates beginning a Los Angeles six-game trip. Game one tonight just about to get underway against the Angels. Then they'll play the Dodgers. Tough schedule continues for Pittsburgh, which is only 8-15 on the season. Earlier tonight, Cleveland Guardians won their fifth straight game as they beat the Yankees with three runs in the bottom of the sixth, 3-2 over New York. Guardians have won the first two of that series. Well, we're ready to go here from Oracle Park. And for the play-by-play, here is my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, partner. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew against right-hander Jordan Hicks. The former St. Louis Cardinal, former late-inning reliever for St. Louis, now turned starting pitcher for San Francisco. In the first pitch of the game, he is in there for a strike with a sinker at 98, and it's 0-1. Got underway 1 minute late, 6:46 local time here in San Francisco. 8:46 back home in Wisconsin, and Terang lines one through the left side and into left field for a base hit. So Bryce Terang starts the game off right for the crew, and they've got their leadoff man aboard here in the first inning. Temperature at 56 degrees here in San Francisco, and cooling off quick-like here tonight as the sun starting to go down. And Jackson Churio stepping into the batter's box for the crew here. Had a base hit last night in his first at bat. He put a bunt up the third baseline. And he takes a strike from Hicks. And it's 0-1. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless lists is more. Swing and a miss at that big breaking ball. A sweeper from Hicks. And it's nothing in two. That has been a good pitch for him this year. Hicks, when he was a reliever, was 102, 103, maybe even 104 with that fastball. It was a power sinker and then some as he tosses to first and Terang is back in time. Takes a little something off it now as a starting pitcher. It's still upper 90s. Long hold. And the 0-2 to Churio is down in the dirt with that sweeper again, and it's 1-2. Churio went 1-for-4 last night. His average sits at 260, 5 home runs, and 19 driven in. One-two pitch, and a little squibber towards second base. It is picked up by the second baseman Fitzgerald. His only plays it first, and he's late. Churio able to hustle up the line and beat it out. Boy, that was an awkward looking ball off the bat of Churio. It got past Hicks and just kind of checked up behind the mound in second base. And Terang so fast that Fitzgerald had to field it in front of the bag, and he didn't have time to try to go back to second base. And as a result of it, had to throw to first, and Churio was through the bag for a base hit. So now first and second, and nobody out for Christian Yelich. The table is set for the Brewers' big boppers. Hicks brings home the pitch, and Yelich a little late on a fastball at 99. It's 0-1 as he fouled it back into the net. Quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. And tonight's contestant is Tia Martin from La Crosse. 0-1. Yelich, a bouncer on the left side, fielded by Adames to Fitzgerald for one, on to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play. Terang goes to third on the play. He's there with two outs for William Contreras. So Yelich hits into the double play, and that is a big turn of events for Hicks here in this first inning, but that's what you get with that sinker. He's going to get a lot of ground balls. First pitch to Contreras, and he's taking all the way, and he took up and in with a sinker. 99 that time on the radar gun. It's one ball and no strikes on William. Hicks delivers. That's low, and it's 2-0. So good luck to Tia Martin from La Crosse. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Tia wins a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip. Two balls with no strikes on Contreras. Went 1-for-3 last night. The pitch fouled back into the net, and it's 2-1. Contreras hitting 247 on the year with three home runs and 13 driven in. He is the cleanup hitter tonight. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family Renovations. Hicks brings home the 2-1. That is fouled out of play first base side. It's 2-2. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Terang is hit third with two outs. Top of the first inning here in San Francisco. The 2-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. That was the splitter. It gets away from Bailey. He steps out in front of the plate and throws to first to complete the strikeout. And the inning is over. Brewers had a threat. First two collected hits. But the double play ball loomed large in that top of the first. We played half an inning. It's the Brewers nothing. And the Giants coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100. Way.
No scores. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Jose Quintana making his third start in Brewers uniform. Quintana has been everything the Brewers could have hoped for him to be through his first two starts. 12 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. Giving up just the 1 solo home run. He was with San Francisco. At the end of 21, he made 5 relief appearances in 2021 as a member of the Giants. In fact, one of those was against the Brewers. And Elliot Ramos leads off for San Francisco. Quintana brings home the first pitch. And that is in there for a strike with a sinking fastball. It's 0-1. That's been a really good pitch for him so far this year for Quintana. That sinker. He's throwing it a little bit more than he did a season ago when he was with the Mets. And he's getting a lot of early and soft contact with it. And he's been able to be efficient and let this great Brewers defense work behind him. Nothing and one on Elliot Ramos. Quintana brings home the pitch, and that missed low. And it's one ball and one strike. Ramos hitting 221, three home runs, nine driven in. Right-handed hitter against the lefty Quintana. And the pitch is up and away. It's two balls and one strike. 0 for 4 in last night's game. He's been slow at the plate here of late. 2-1 is ground ball foul at the third baseline. It goes to 2-2 on Ramos. Hitting just 161 over his last 14 games for Elliot Ramos. Got off to that great start a year ago. He was one of the top rookies in the league last year in the first couple of months of the season. Quintana brings home the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went after a fastball up and away. And Jose Quintana strikes out Elliot Ramos for the first out here in the bottom of the first. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And that'll get Willy Adames to the plate. Boy, this almost doesn't seem right. Willy Adames for the Giants and Jose Quintana for the Brewers. Quintana out of the windup brings home the pitch. And the sinker missed away. It's 1-0. All those games you've seen Willy in a Brewers uniform, and all those times you've seen Quintana pitching against the Brewers. Quintana out of the windup. The 1-0 pitch to Adames. He's right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Willy struggling against lefties so far this year. Average below 100. He's 3 for 31 against lefties. Quintana brings home the 1-1 pitch. And that is a strike at the knees with a beautifully placed sinking fastball on the low outside corner. 1-2 on Adames. Brewers in the road grays. Giants wearing their City Connect 2.0s. 1-2. That's down in the dirt with a changeup. It's two balls and two strikes. What is that, you ask? It's their second City Connect. Remember they had the kind of bright orangish look for the last couple of years as their alternate City Connect uni? Well, they have a new one now this year. It's a black top, white pants here at home. 2-2. Breaking ball rolled over to short. Vinny Capra's at short. Fields it, throws to first in time. Jake Bowers was there to collect it. And there's two down. Day off in the field for Joey Ortiz. Day off, period, for Joey. Just a day to process. There'll be a day coming for Bryce Terang as well, Pat Murphy said, in the future. Ortiz scuffling a little bit offensively, but he's played well in the field for the most part to start the year. Here's Jung-Hoo Lee for San Francisco. Had a triple in last night's game. As Quintana brings home the pitch, and it's right through there for a strike. It's 0-1. Lee not struggling against lefties. 13 for 29 this year for the left-handed hitter against left-handed pitching. Quintana's 0-1. Is line fouling out of play down the left field line. And it's 0-2. 329 average to start the year for Jung-Hoo Lee. Three home runs, 15 driven in. Quintana out of the windup. Brings home the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Bounced foul up the first baseline. Stays at 0-2. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Two outs and nobody on here. Bottom of the first. Quintana looking in. O2 delivery. And backed him up with a fastball that was up and in. One ball and two strikes on Lee. Jose has the one he wants from Contreras. And now the 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. chased a breaking ball and popped it up behind the second base bag. That's Vinny Capra, the shortstop, calling for it and making the catch with both feet on the dirt behind the second base bag. A 1-2-3 first for Jose Quintana. We head to the second inning, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 cows and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer cows and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join